It's National FFA Week. Hi, this is Julie Hayes. 99.5 The Dale and WCSR are celebrating with the help of Barrett Insurance, Jonesville Community Schools, Jonesville Lumber, and Cave Sales as we present these features from Jonesville High School's FFA program.
Hi, I'm Haley Champlow. I am a senior in high school. I am going to be graduating from Hillsville High School, but I'm dual enrolled in the Jonesville FFA chapter where I am a member, and I'm also a Region 2 FFA officer.
First of all, I want to ask you, you go to Hillsdale High School, but you're involved in the Jonesville FFA chapter. How is that?
It's a little stressful at times, but I'm glad I have the opportunity because FFA has been such a factor in my life since middle school. So having the opportunity to graduate from a different school that doesn't have FFA, but to come here and be able to be involved as much as I was if I were at a high school where FFA was part of the curriculum.
You mentioned that you were a regional officer. What does that mean? It sounds very serious. It sounds like a big deal.
Yeah, so we go through an interview process around April, and we go to our regional camp where they announce the slate after you go through all those interviews. And to even be slated is such a huge deal because you're running a whole region of people because our whole state of Michigan's broken up into different regions. So for me to be slated for that was such a big deal, and then to find out you're an officer the next day and for the next year you're going to be running all the different camps and activities that the whole region's doing for a whole year is such a big opportunity. You get to meet so many new people and it's such a great experience.
So what does it entail for you to have the opportunity to be a Region 2 officer and to be able to help put together events? What is that going to mean for your future? Like, I mean, I can see that as being a lot of good experience for you to have.
Yeah, it's going to give me such a upper hand when I go to different things. As I'm graduating this year, I'm going to college. It's going to give me those speaking skills in front of so many people and being able to put myself out there and try new things, because FFA, being an officer and having to put yourself out there for your whole region, gives you that hand up of knowing what to do, how to talk, how to be a friendly person and get people interacted. And I feel like that's just going to give me such a good leverage when I go out into the real world and I can speak my way through things. And just for like what I'm going into, I'm going to DNR, just to be able to like know different things, because FFA in Region 2, you have to know so many things to help those younger students who are just coming in, and you can be a mentor to them. You know so many different things from contests between like agricultural like pursuits, being farming and stuff like that. So being able to apply that to what I'm going into, dealing with our environment of Michigan.
I will say you were the one who greeted me in the office and you shook my hand, and I was very impressed by that.
Yeah, that's something I've done since I was little, how my parents raised me, and it's something that is well known throughout FFA. When you walk into a room, you shake hands, you introduce yourself.
You will stand out for sure. So you mentioned DNR. That's your future plan. Are you going to school for that?
Yes, I plan to attend Jackson Community College and their criminal justice program. And I also plan to take a few classes in environmental science, just because all these FFA classes, I've learned so much about our environment, different animal species, even just from contests. So I can apply that stuff into college and I can get another level up with that. So FFA is tying very much into DNR. So after I graduate college, I plan to attend the academy and spend a year up north traveling around and learning so many different things about our state that I've done throughout high school, learning those contests, and I get to apply it to the real world.
So FFA is not just for farmers.
No, it's not just for farmers. You don't even need to be going into DNR. You could just be a student who lives in a city and you decide, hey, I want to learn more about this, and you can sign up and learn so much more from it.
If there's somebody listening and they're on the fence, or they have a child that's on the fence about joining FFA, what would your advice be?
My advice would be just to go for it. There's going to be so many things in life where you're going to be, should I do it? Should I shouldn't do it? You should just throw yourself right into it, learn something new. And if it's not for you, you can back out of it at any moment. But I think FFA is something everyone should try at least once. Even if you're someone who isn't into farming, doesn't want anything to do with crops or animals, there's so many other things you can do in FFA besides those things. Just put yourself in that situation. And there's so many people like me who have benefited from it, not coming from a farm family living in a town. And FFA has helped me to become someone who's involved with animals, and it helped me decide that I want to go into DNR and help more with our like animal systems, plant systems, farming, water, everything. So just putting yourself out there will make you realize there's something else you want to do, give you a passion for.
And if your school does not offer FFA, that's okay, because apparently dual enrollment is an option for that. So talk to your guidance counselor, your principal, right?
Yeah, it's something you'd have to set up between schools, but it's very possible. If your school doesn't offer it, you can go to a career center for it. You can dual enroll to another high school if a career center is not an option for you, because most of them are junior, senior type places. So you could dual enroll to another school until you're ready to go to a career center. And if you decide to stay at that school, that's okay too.
So Haley Champlow, thank you for joining us and celebrating National FFA Week on WCSR. We appreciate you, and I wish you all the best.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Thank you for tuning in to this National FFA Week feature, brought to you in part by Barrett Insurance, Jonesville Community Schools, Jonesville Lumber, Cabe Sales, 99.5 The Dale, and Radio Hillsdale WCSR.